absolutely exploring alternative locations. I think that the commitment to the seniors here is that this was never a, you know, come hell or high water, you're moving out on this date. We ran an extensive 2-year collaborative process working with the senior membership about relocating them to a new facility or an alternative facility that had at minimum the same level of services, amenities, or better. And so somewhere along the way here, we seem to have gotten a little off track. And so I think the boldest expression of the commitment from council was once they understood that there was some miscommunication, they said, well, let's take a step back and let's explore some alternatives. The goal here was never to have an unhappy stakeholder or someone we care about as much as our seniors.
Acting City Manager Matt Dias says the plan is to move the seniors sometime next year, depending when the city needs to start redevelopment of where the existing senior center is. The seniors were slated to head to the Christian Center after the city had worked out a lease to be there, but seniors don't think it's an ideal location. It's upstairs. They have to set up and tear down their chairs and tables before and after every meeting, and they want something on the bus line. The future of a permanent senior center is also still up in the air. Dias says they'd like to see the existing center reused, but it's outdated and would need some repairs. The city may also consider a new building estimated to cost about $1.5 million. And new or old, the city needs a place to put the center. 3 locations have been identified, 2 of them in City Park, 1 near the skate park, the other behind the 7-Eleven on Sullivan Road. A spot is also being eyed at the Mark. Dias says they're also working with commercial real estate brokers to see if there's any space that would work on a temporary basis.
To just look at other facilities in our community that we might rent on a short-term basis, that we can build in some tenant improvements, provide the seniors with their own space, and then have complementary amenities around the center, such as other shops and stores, making sure it's on transit, you know, so the seniors can have these kind of other amenities available to them.
Staff is looking for council direction on Thursday before they further explore temporary alternatives. Even with that, staff says relocation or a quick solution of a new facility may still require a temporary relocation to the Christian Center. The City Council will discuss the issue during work session at 4:15 in the City Council chambers. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.